Now, we were talking earlier about life-changing events, and this is also pretty life-changing. A Bournemouth family have decided to uproot to help isolated communities in Papua New Guinea. They're working with Mission Aviation Fellowship, the world's largest humanitarian air operator, which flies medical supplies, doctors and nurses to places no one else can reach. The organisation is 80 this year, and to mark that, a few weeks ago, King Charles commissioned a plane now serving in Papua New Guinea. Well, Nathan and Hannah Farrow and their children Sienna and Samuel are currently in Papua New Guinea doing a recce visit, and we can speak to the family now. Hello all.
Hello.
Morning to you. Nathan, tell us, you're out there right now. What's your first impression of Papua New Guinea then?
it's very different. It's very weather-wise in, you get basically a bit of a hot sunny morning and then you get the rain in the afternoon. Because it's a tropical climate out there, out here where we are. Also, as well, I think it's different sights and sounds and smells as well. So it's a very unique sort of place and to be.
Samuel is your son. He's in the background, I think. What's his first impression of Papua New Guinea?
What do you think?
Very, very hot and rainy.
Hot and rainy. Oh, dearie me. It's not so much rainy back here. It is quite hot, though. What time is it out there in Papua New Guinea?
So it is just coming up to 20 to 8 in the evening for us. So, our day is mostly done now.
Well, good evening, Papua New Guinea, from everybody here in Hampshire, Dorset and the Isle of Wight. Nathan, tell me about what you're doing out there, then.
So MAF, as you know, is 80 this year. They reach isolated communities globally. In Papua New Guinea, the isolation comes because of infrastructure and terrain. So with it being a tropical rainforest, it can take anything up to between like 7 days or 7 weeks. No, not 7 weeks. 7 days or three weeks, really, to get to a medical station. Whereas with an MAF plane or a MAF plane, we can get up and into the mountains onto an airstrip and be back down within an hour. So we do medivacs that way. So part of my job will be looking at the workplace management for safety, because it's, without the key bit of safety aspects being adhered to within the organisation, then some of the flights might not be taking place. We use technologies teams to help provide infrastructure to the isolated communities, working with other governmental and non-governmental organisations. So my role will be looking at the health and safety aspect of them.
And you're not a pilot, you're a safety engineer of 15 years. So you've left Christchurch and you're working out there. How isolated is communities out there compared to back here?
The roads as such finish pretty much where we are in Mount Hagen on the Western Highlands. It can take them about up to a week to reach the nearest community next door to them, walking through the jungle. One of the cases that's recently happened, the MAF was called out for a medical evacuation, where the mother and father and walked to an outpost to give birth. It took them 7 days to walk there. They were walking back, and 3 days within that journey, they came down with the newborn baby, and the father came down with pneumonia. They were stretchered back. Within an hour, MAF would be able to had a flight in and back, and they were being able to be treated in the hospital. So most of it is down to, to the terrain out here. So they're that isolated. They just don't have the ability to communicate like we do in the United Kingdom. So if you think for us, we can just dial 999 or even just pop into a surgery so easily. Whereas out here, part of the work that MAF is doing, just one small area, is just to provide and support medical development out into the Highlands so that it can reach everyone, so those that are isolated because of terrain.
Because think about it, we get, if we're out certain places, it might be that the air ambulance comes and picks us up and takes us to a hospital. I'm guessing this is kind of why you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly that. If you think about it, MAF's vision was set up about 80 years ago. And the guys who originally set it up was like, well, how can we use aircraft for the good? And part of that is just, like you're saying, just using it as a medical. But we didn't just do that. We also take school supplies and even school teachers up into the mountains as well, just to support them. So, yeah, it can be used for multiple. But the medivacs is the tendency, the most important one.
How long are you actually out there for then, Nathan?
We're on what we call our look-see visit at the moment. So we are going to be returning home on Saturday. We start our long leg on the way home. We're going to be back in the UK for a bit, doing some training and development. And then, all being well, if everything goes to plan, in about January next year, we shall be leaving the UK for 4 years to come out and work out here and support the work that MAF are doing.
Wow. Well, get used to the humidity by the sounds of it, according to Samuel. what are you going to miss most, do you think, from the UK?
Oh, that's a tricky one. What about... We can't say rainy days because we have rainy days here. Samuel's just whispering in my ears about saying about rainy days. I think I'll probably miss the beach because obviously living in Bournemouth or Christchurch, it's going to be that. So I think I would miss that the most. We do have family back, but like we're doing now to you, talking to you on over the internet, is pretty incredible that, you know, what we're thousands of miles away, yet we can have the conversation. So is there anything you want to say about missing?
My nephew.
Oh, his nephew. Yeah. So, while we're out here, Samuel's eldest brother and his partner, they've had a newborn baby. So we missed that, unfortunately. So one of the first things we'll be doing is getting back and legging it over to the hospital to go and see them.
Yeah, big cuddles all round, I would imagine. Oh, well, listen, Nathan, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. Samuel, I hope you're having a lovely time out there in Papua New Guinea as well. That is Nathan Farrow. Nathan and Hannah and their children, Sienna and Samuel, they're out in Papua New Guinea. They're doing a recce visit. They're going to be moving out there at the end of the year for 4 years out there. And they're going to work with isolated communities in Papua New Guinea. It's been a pleasure to chat to you this morning here on BBC Radio Solids. They're going to be missing Christchurch. It'll be similar, I would imagine, anyway.